Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to broadcast your word. We thank you today, Lord, you've been good to us. You've been merciful unto us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you right now, Lord. We give praise to your name. We glorify thee. How excellent is thy name. Your name is worthy to be praised. You said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. I believe you today, and I take you at your word. I pray, Jesus, that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Come to our rescue. Take full control, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. Let your word go out. Let it reach a soul. Let a soul be converted. Change their mind. Change their heart. Help them as I do, help them to commit their way unto thee. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We are depending on you today, and we are trusting in you. You are our hope, present help in trouble. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy, O Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for delivering that soul out of the hospital.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
give
glory and honor unto thee.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We know thou art worthy, Lord. We pray, Jesus, that you look on every soul that is hospitalized, that is suffering in pain. We know you're a pain remover. You can move the pain. Lord, we pray that you have mercy right now. Touch their bodies. Heal and deliver. Move, Jesus. Move by your spirit. We know that thou art still a healer, and you're yet healing. You are yet working miracles. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you look on that soul that is suffering right now. Oh, my God, they're calling for help, and they need you, Lord. I pray that you have mercy on them. Send mercy tonight. Touch their souls, oh, Lord. Move the pain from their body. Help them to commit their way unto you. Help them to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Move, Jesus. Let your spirit be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Find every evil work. Cast it out today. Help us to draw nigh unto you. Seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. Help us today, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you've delivered.
Thank you for giving us the victory.
We thank you right now, Lord. We give praise and honor to thy name, Lord. We thank you for how you worked it out. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you continue to look upon our president. Continue to touch him, oh, Lord. Continue to guide him and lead him and show him which way you would have him to go. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will continue to give your people the victory here. In the name of Jesus, find the works of Satan. He seeks to hinder. He's seeking to destroy. But you said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We believe your word today, and we believe you. We trust you. We look to you. In the name of Jesus, continue to go with us. Continue to stand by us. In the name of Jesus, and we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be mine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle. And good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watchchair Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, under our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 23rd number of Psalm. That's the 23rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 23rd number of Psalm, the first throughout the six verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title I School. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log onto the broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. Our email address is ministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling kind of bold, you would like to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you like to sing, an encouraging word you like to speak, definitely give us a call on our guest line at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Evan hosts a Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. And I tell you, you don't want to miss it, especially the oldie but goodie night, where we're broadcasting services or messages that were preached from the 1990s. Beautiful messages to us, preached under the anointing of God. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at where Evangelist Maybelle Edmond is the presiding pastor there at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock prayer on Wednesdays. And also every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hope teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Evangelist Ruth Thompson in our prayers, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Missionary Desi Johnson and Bree Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. I have not taken any of the names off of the prayer list, but if anyone has any other names, definitely feel free to give me a call at on the guest line at 978-990-5270. That access code again is 794-6408. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I would sing a amen, praise the Lord. We want to also keep Mother Barbara Austin in our prayers as well. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe she recently lost a brother, I believe. So keep her in our prayers as well as the bereaved Austin family. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to, we're going to attempt to sing this, sing a portion of this song. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet
the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious just did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement. Amen, and introduce our speaker. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Beautiful selection. And we thank God for every one of you that is on the broadcast tonight. We want to encourage you tonight to continue to look to the Lord. I don't care what your situation is. Look to the Lord to take you through. Amen. God's grace is so amazing. God's grace can get you where you need to be. Glory to God. Whatever the situation is, give it to the Lord. Let him work it out for you. He will come to your rescue. He will make a way. He will open up a door. And God has done this for some of us already. I was praying and asking God to bless and to look on our president and give him what to do and how to lead this country on.
Yes.
And how the Lord blessed, and he gave him what to do, and it was acknowledged that he was a smart man. So God knows how to work things out, and he knows how to fix the situation. He knew what we would have to go through if he had not intervened. So we thank God for what he has done. That's one victory, but God has more victories for us. So let us trust in the Lord. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. And if we do that, word of God will be fulfilled. Glory to God. So continue to look to the Lord, and God bless you. Now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. I just honor the Lord and give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for this broadcast and for everyone who tuned in to listen on this evening. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the prayer, for the song of praise, the scripture, everything that's been said and done thus far. And without further ado, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord. And we ask that you will look upon us with compassion, that you will speak your word, oh God, and minister unto us according to need. In the name of Jesus, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, let us turn our attention to the Word of God, to Revelation, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 15. That's actually the entire book, the 20th chapter, and also Revelation 22, just a few verses there, about 10 through 12. Amen. So let's begin with Revelation, the 20th chapter, beginning with verse 1. And this is a prophecy that was revealed to John the Revelator. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that prophecy is something that we really don't know unless God reveals it to us. There are parts of prophecy that are revealed. It comes in parts. We see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Praise the Lord. And this was a prophecy that God gave to John the Revelator, and he began to write. So beginning with verse 1, it reads, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 22 and 10. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, if I were to leave a topic or title, it would be Judgment Day is Approaching. And the theme is in the form of a question. Will you be able to stand? Hallelujah. In this passage, this is like the last book of the Bible. And Revelation, filled with prophecy, the things that God began to reveal to John, we refer to as the Revelator. He wrote these things down because God instructed him to write and to not seal the sayings of this book. And in the 20th chapter, he speaks of what he saw in this vision. And he saw an angel that came down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And this angel came down and laid hold on Satan and bound him up for 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit, locked him up there, and set a seal on him that he should not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And then for a little season, Satan would be loosed from his prison. And he would go out and try to conquer or bring to battle Gog and Magog and try to overthrow the saints of God. But John wrote in the fourth verse how he saw thrones, and he saw them that sat on the thrones. And he spoke of judgment being given to them. Also, the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. When you take a stand for righteousness, when you take a stand for Jesus, you witness for him and the word of God. We worship God and no one else. Praise the Lord. God has a great reward for us. And so John saw those who were beheaded for
the witness of Jesus for the word of God. They hadn't worshiped the beast, neither his image. They hadn't received the mark of the beast in their forehead or in their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. And that makes me think about St. John, the 5th chapter and the 28th and 29th verses, where Jesus was speaking to those multitudes who were around. And he said in the 28th verse, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." So everyone is going to hear the voice of God. Whoever is in the grave is going to hear the voice of God. And Jesus saying more or less, don't be shocked or surprised or even astonished. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming. It's going to happen. Judgment Day is approaching, and we are nearing
Amen.
That Judgment Day. It is coming upon us. And as Jesus would describe, his coming is as a thief in the night. We don't know the day, and we don't know the hour when he's going to come, but we know that he will come. Hallelujah. He said that he would come in this manner. The very moment that you think not, the very moment that you let your guard down, that's when the Lord will appear on the scene. And a whole lot of people will be caught off guard. Glory to God. But the Lord is coming quickly. He's giving us time right now to get right anything that's not right. We have time to get it right. Because when he appears, there'll be no time to make any changes. Whatever state we're in, that's how we're going to remain. Revelation 22:11 said, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still." Meaning that when Jesus comes on the scene, glory to God, if you are unjust, that's how you're going to remain. Any state you're in, if you're filthy, you're going to remain filthy. If you're righteous, you're going to remain righteous. If you're holy, you're going to remain holy. Hallelujah. And as the Lord comes quickly, his reward is with him to give every man according as his work shall be. Not what it used to be or what you have done. Amen. But what it is when he comes on the scene. Glory to God. Will you be found in the will of God? Hallelujah. Will you be able to stand in that great, dreadful day, in the day of judgment? Praise the Lord. When we stand before God, who sits on the great white throne, hallelujah, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away and there was found no place for them. As in this revelation, John says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. according to the word of God in verse 13, the sea is going to give up the dead that are in it, the dead that could not be recovered, those who were lost at sea. They're going to come forth in the day of judgment. The sea is going to give them up. Hallelujah. And they will stand before God. Glory to God. Death and hell will deliver up the dead that are in them. And they also will be judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. But we are blessed if we take part in the first resurrection. As in verse 6, it said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. You want to strive to take part in the first resurrection, because there's no power of the second death coming on you. The second death cannot overthrow you or overtake you. Glory to God. But you will be blessed and holy if you can take part in the resurrection. And also the 15th verse. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's where Satan, the false prophet, the beast, all of them will be cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. Glory to God. That second death, in that day, there's no escape. When standing before God and he sentenced you, hallelujah, those who have done right will rise to life. Those who have not will rise to eternal damnation. Glory to God. And when God sentenced you to your final judgment and cast you out of his sight, there's no salvation, no forgiveness. There's no way out. When that judgment is passed down upon you, there's no repentance. There's no return. Glory to God. And so I encourage you that whatever you do, make sure that you have your sins forgiven. Make sure that you are found in the will of God. Make sure that you have completed the work that God assigned unto you, because judgment is approaching. Day of judgment is fast approaching. Praise be to God. Make sure that you can stand in that day. Make sure. If you're not sure, make sure. And somebody sang a song saying, make sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That solid rock is Jesus. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. And I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it daily. Because God's word is true. God's word is right. And what the Lord has promised that he will surely bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, it's just a scary thing. It's a fearful thing. I don't even want to imagine what it would be like to be cast into a lake burning with fire and brimstone. Satan is going to be cast there. This is why they fear and they tremble. They fear because they know that they are doomed. There's no hope for them, but we have hope. Don't let the enemy deceive you into losing out with God. Praise the Lord, because you must stand before God and give account. If your name is not written in the book of life, you will be lost in that day. Your soul will be lost and will spend eternity in torment day and night, forever and ever. Praise God. But you don't have to be lost. This is why Jesus came down here and died on the cross so that we can be saved. He came to die for the sins of the whole world. Praise be to God. And, oh, that's love. That's love. Love that passes all understanding. We can't even comprehend this love, this great love that God has toward us, that he would send his only begotten son. And then Jesus coming down here showing that great love by laying down his life for us so that we can be saved. Oh, glory to God. He was persecuted. He was ridiculed. He died to give us eternal life. And it's a gift of God, something that we cannot earn, something that we're not deserving of. But all we have to do is just receive this great gift from the Lord. Amen. And accept him as our personal Savior. If you haven't already accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, if you have not repented of your sins, tonight, this is your time. The time is at hand right now. Repent and be godly sorry for the wrong that you've done. Ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to take your sins away. Hallelujah. And dedicate your life to him. Make a commitment that you're going to serve the Lord for the rest of your life. Oh, praise the Lord. Make up your mind that you're going to turn away from the world. You're going to walk away from the things of the world and all those things that you know God is not pleased with. Amen. And make that commitment to follow the Lord, to keep his commandments, to live for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't want to be lost in that day of judgment. And at this time, let us now go to God in prayer. Anyone desiring prayer, put your mind on the Lord right now. Turn your heart toward God and open your heart to receive from the Lord. Whatever it is you desire God to do for you, whatever prayer request or petition you have right now, let's go take it to the Lord in prayer and let's believe God together. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us and that you will have mercy upon us. Oh, Lord God, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, Lord, and everything that's not right, forgive us, oh God, and take it away from us. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. Touch our hearts, Lord, and touch our minds. Look on that one or those, oh God, who have repented in their hearts and asked for forgiveness. Oh, my God, forgive their sins and save their souls. Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. We know you are able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Oh, my God, be merciful, oh, Lord God, and save. Be merciful, Lord, and send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make whole right now as we pray in this prayer. Lord, anyone who's discouraged, encourage them tonight. Anyone who's feeling cast down, lift them up, my God. And whoever is carrying a heavy burden, oh, Lord, lift that burden right now. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, anyone who has doubt and struggling to trust you, Lord God, give them assurance. In the name of Jesus, take away all the doubt, Lord. Take away the unbelief and the drawback, Lord. Take away fear in the name of Jesus and give holy boldness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you have the power, and we're depending on you, Lord God. We're looking unto you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we need you to increase our faith, Lord, and help us to believe as the scripture says. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, my God, and let your will be done. We pray, God, a special prayer for those who are on the prayer list, Lord, for all those names that were called out one by one and name by name, and everyone that's associated or represented by those names, Lord, let a blessing come upon them as we pray this prayer. Lord, move in a miraculous way. Work wonders, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Open doors, Lord. Make ways out of no way, Lord God. Only you have the power, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We believe you tonight, Lord Jesus, and we take you at your word. Remember the bereaved families, oh God. Comfort and console them, Lord. Carry them through this difficult time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to bless this ministry. Lord, bless all of those who are listening tonight. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord. Move, Lord Jesus, right now as we're praying in the hospital. Oh, my God, make your holy visitation. Go into the hospital rooms, oh, Lord Jesus. Stand by the bed of those who are laying up on the sick bed. Lay your hand upon them right now, God. Heal them from their infirmity, whatever sickness, disease, or virus that's strengthening them, Lord, that's plaguing them, my God. Make them whole in the name of Jesus.
Please.
We believe it, Lord Jesus, and we carry it as done. Oh, yes, Lord, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord God, for your touch. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord God, for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your covering. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We praise you, Lord. Now, God, anything that we did not mention in this prayer that should have been mentioned, or even the unspoken prayer request, Lord, you know all about it. We ask you to grant it according to your will. All of these we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now at this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Judgment Day is approaching. Will you be able to stand? And this was a judgment message. And it took me back, took my mind back. When I was a little girl, I remember there was a song the saints would sing, even now, still.
but it was my Lord getting us ready for the for that great day. And at the end, the question would be asked, who shall be able to stand? And I just thought that if it's the earth and the heaven, if those flee away from the face of God, what about us? I believe in Revelation 6 and 16, the Bible lets us know that the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Truly, I want to be able to stand in that day, but I tell you that this was a judgment message. If any clergy are on, or if you're listening and you want to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to call on in and cross on over to the side. But before you can call over, and while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and let Evangelist Maybelle Edmond have remarks. And like I said, any clergy on after Evangelist Maybelle, you can have remarks as well. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. It's a very, very serious message on tonight.
Amen.
And we are not to disregard the word of God, because judgment day, it is surely coming. And we all will have to see for the judgment seat of Christ, and a decision is going to be made, a final judging of mankind by God, not by these judges down here, but by God. And I tell you, I don't want to have to stand before a terrible God, because God is going to pay every man according as his work shall be. Whatever you did, whatever your work was, that's what we are going to be paid for. So let us make sure, as the preacher preached, let us make sure that we are in the will of God, doing the will of God, and in the word of God, because judgment surely is coming. We will not escape it. None of us will escape that great judgment day of the Lord. So let us prepare now. Don't wait. Prepare now. Don't put it off and say, well, I'll wait till next week, or I'll wait until I turn a certain age. No. Accept it now. Receive the word now. Because we don't know if we're going to be here next week. We don't know if we're going to be here another month from now.
Amen.
We don't know when the Lord is going to call us in. But we have to be ready at all times. So I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it. God bless you. Stay tuned. And it's Amin. Continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Maybelle. So any other clergy are on, you may have remarks. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if not, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist May and also through Evangelist Khadijah. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast, and thank you. Thank you for your support, for your prayers. And we just thank God for blessing us. And again, I just want to encourage you to take the word of God in and just live by it daily. Walk upright before the Lord. Live the way you want to be when Jesus comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. However you want to be when Jesus comes, live that way every single day. Praise the Lord. Be ready for the coming of the Lord. And I just thank the Lord once again. And if that's all, anything else before we close out? If not, we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.